It's my response after 3 or 4 days to this idea of the bearable lightness of modern monarchy. For many of us, it's just, I mean, you just have to suspend disbelief to have any sort of meaningful engagement with the idea of monarchy, where you can just, it's just impossible to get past the idea of, you know, it's unearned, inherited privilege. It's also, I mean, it's, there's such a dissonance between this idea of monarchy in whatever contemporary sense that you want to present it, and the general, you know, principles of the idea of the citizen, you know, this idea that we're all born or created equal, and that, you know, that there's this equality of opportunity, however sort of idealized that whole concept is. I mean, it's still, it's a fundamental concept that everyone is supposed to bought into these days. But at the same time, it's kind of funny, because the, you know, if you suspend that disbelief and you sort of take monarchy and you look at it, I mean, you kind of take an anthropological approach to it, or sort of an archaeology of the origins of it, that you are really looking at, you know, as something that's evolved as a, in the sense of an office or an institution, that's become an embodiment of various idealized trappings of the society that, you know, or state that it lives in. And in that many respects, I mean, it has to act as a mirror, that, you know, the subjects or commoners that the monarchy wants to be over have to see some sort of mirror of their own idealized image in that monarchy. And this is a very, I mean, it's a very difficult concept to kind of keep transforming and keep making relevant. And of course, it's a, you wonder at some point, will it actually run out of road? Because if you look at the evolution of monarchies, I mean, certainly the last 20, 30 years, they've been very much unchallenging and sort of comforting, reliable institutions that really just have historic resonances. I mean, they don't really have their constitutional props, if little more. And the last time, I mean, the last major issue, the last real issue where a monarchy was involved, and I don't mean these sort of socialized ones of like around divorce or who it's appropriate for them to marry or whatever else, which is absolutely nonsensical. I mean, effectively it's become a sort of subculture of celebrity culture itself. Was, I suppose, it's Spain, 1981, 23F, the sort of fascist storming of the Cortes in the attempt to sort of reenact well, it wasn't really the Franco, but it was the fascist overthrow of the state, and they wanted to sort of reimpose all this. Juan Carlos' lack of support for it, it was seemingly one of the issues that was the tipping point. I mean, how far that was really an issue around constitutional monarchy or not, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm probably almost even overemphasizing that. There was very little real sort of underlying substance to any constitutional issue around monarchy in the last decades. But I mean, this idea of the monarchy having to remain relevant, insofar as it can, that the, I mean, it's constantly challenged. And I have, like, the most obvious example that I can think of is that recent royal wedding that was on in London. My partner let our 3.5-year-old daughter watch about, or she turned the TV on the grounds that, you know, she would see a princess getting married. Now, this is a child that has been subjected to sort of the, you know, hard sale of the Disney brand princesses, and she turned the TV off after 10 seconds and walked out in the grounds that that wasn't a princess. So, I mean, this is with the future generations, and how do you kind of constantly keep matching this idea of pageantry and everything else? And I suppose the monarchies have to strip themselves down and become simply the embodiment of those things that the state still wants to promote and wants to privilege. And over time, it's going to be a harder challenge for them to do. I mean, for some of us, of course, we're just never going to be married to this idea of a monarchy, or that someone else might see any of us as subjects or commoners or anything like that. I mean, it's it's just a fundamental contrast to the kind of ideology a lot of people have brought up with. And that's with the, you know, I mean, whether you're a Republican with a small R or a capital R, I mean, in Ireland in particular, it's not so much that it's a live issue, but it's not something that you can just as easily put to bed and say, oh, somehow, oh, that, you know, oh God, I really identify with this. Because at the end of the day, a lot of the values that the English monarchy or British monarchy are act as a mirror for are deeply contrast with a lot of values that a lot of Irish people would have. In a wider sense, I mean, I'm not sure how that plays out in Scandinavia or the Netherlands or anywhere else. So that is very personalised opinion of it.